We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back. Relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, on the Friday Big Five, we actually do. I skimmed and scraped and scrapped and did all of that trying to find us some Big Five stories, and we got some pretty fun ones, I think, today. I've been holding
on. Yeah, there
on
really
to...
isn't a lot going on in sports today. No. Let's be honest about that. I mean, it's a very quiet Friday. There's obviously no baseball news. We'll get into some NBA stuff at the top of this hour, and then NFL with Brent Sobleski. But before that, Scraby, take us through the... The fun-filled world of the toy department. Were you around when they used to call sports the toy department?
No, I've
back
never
in the
heard.
Day.
Why would
never
they
heard
call
that? I don't know, because it's just fun and games.
All right.
That's before it got all serious and everybody started going dun-dun-dun, trying to look up all the dirt on everybody. It used to just be fun and games.
All right. The toy department.
Yeah.
We should have a segment called the toy department or something about sports.
Number five.
We'll move on from that thought. Those are the thoughts that I have in the back room before the show, and you guys are like, nah. You gonna speak?
Nope.
Okay. All right, we don't have much baseball to talk about, as Chris just said, so let's talk about one of the teams just up the road, the Los Angeles Rams. They are on a three-game losing skid, but can still easily turn it around and go on a run, make the playoffs, all that good stuff. Fans, though, they have had it with Sean McVay. And he was doing a live interview on a podcast on like a YouTube or a Facebook Live or something like that. And he started actually reading the comments that were coming in about him. And he was like legitimately upset. So here is a little bit of that in Sean McVay reading his own comments.
Oh, kind of that next.
We got to get this. We got to get these group chat, man. You got some tough fans. Oh my goodness.
Oh, just look at us.
Hey, glad you guys are really supporting us.
They are. Jeez. You just got to slide that window to the right.
Let me go ahead and do that. You guys will hurt my feelings.
Well,
that laugh tells me everything I need to know.
Now I understand it a little better, because he actually wasn't on a group chat page himself.
No, it was
showing up as he was doing the Zoom chat with the reporters.
Yes,
right?
And he was seeing what people were saying.
So he was seeing what people were saying in real time there.
And if you've never been a part of something like that or watched those comments,
that can be a little unnerving.
They are quick. They are brutal, and they are just plain hurtful.
I can imagine that they were hurtful, but I'll tell you one thing. If you had negative comments for Sean McVay, not hurtful, but if you had negative comments for Sean McVay, get in line behind me, because the line starts with me, pal. Okay.
I'm not a big Sean McVay fan either, but I have talked to some former NFL players, and I'm not joking about that, and I've asked them about Sean McVay, and they've said we would love to play for a guy like Sean McVay.
Yeah.
So I guess that's, you know, us on the outside, it doesn't really matter as long as he can control the locker room, but a lot of fans now for the Rams are coming down hard on Sean McVay, saying he is to blame for everything that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. I think this may be really the first time that he has been the object of termination.
Focal point of attack.
Focal point. There we go. Object of termination is a weird phrase. But Chris, is Sean McVay to blame?
Well, I think he's to blame if you want to say that he's the one that made the entire decision to bring in Matt Stafford. Because Matthew Stafford was playing 18 miles above his head the first half of the season. I mean, he was absolutely on fire. He could not be stopped. He had every weapon with which to work. To me, Matthew Stafford has come back a little bit closer to earth here in the last month.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess since Sean McVay was the guy that, you know, wanted to bring Matthew Stafford in, I guess you could blame him. But now, having said that, I fully expect Matthew Stafford's going to start playing better again. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a there. You know what I like to say? How water finds its level?
Yes.
To me, Matthew Stafford was playing far above his level for a while.
All right.
To me, the last month he's played far below it. He's not bad either.
No.
So I think
he's also injured.
I think he'll find his level. The other thing is they lost Robert Woods, which is a pretty big weapon in that offense.
But they got Odell.
Yeah, but Odell's a shell of what he used to be. He's not Robert Woods.
No.
Come on. Not at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Rams have made a lot of big-name moves, and Sean McVay shouldn't be surprised. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and mortgage your future and all of your draft choices, and then you're going to go into free agency and get the biggest names out there, Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr., you better win. I mean, the Rams are in a situation where they're supposed to win now. Jalen Ramsey said as much after they got beat the other day. He said, this is embarrassing for a team of our caliber. So, you know, Sean McVay, maybe the day you realize you don't know everything will be the day that the Rams finally get it turned around.
Scraby, what do you think? I have been very hard on Sean McVay.
Yes.
But he's not to blame.
Not to blame.
He's not to blame.
Who is?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's them trying to force together a bunch of different players that maybe not work well with each other. I think it's Matthew Stafford being injured. I think it's a lot of things, but I don't think it's Sean McVay's fault. Now, if they miss the playoffs, then Sean McVay has some
he's going to take in endless heat if he doesn't make the playoffs with this roster.
But he's been to the Super Bowl. He's been to the playoffs. So you have to allow him at least a season to be bad or make... I mean, this is a three-game losing
streak.
Yeah,
but welcome to the National Football League, pal. You lose three games in a row, people are going to be critical of you.
Look what happened when the 49ers were losing. I was off the bandwagon.
Yeah, you had Kyle Shanahan buried underneath the Golden Gate Bridge somewhere.
I did. But
and Brian Flores was taking every possible heat you could face in Miami. Now he's won four in a row, and he seems to know what he's doing again.
Yeah,
so, but we know how that works.
Yeah, Sean McVay's not to blame. Now, maybe the GM, but he seems like he's doing everything he can to get players in there. But bottom line, Sean McVay's not to blame in my mind.
Number four.
Lincoln Riley to USC has been a very...
If you
very...
want to criticize Lincoln Riley... Line forms behind me, pal.
Chris,
you're bringing up all my favorites today.
Yesterday you handed me the book. Now I'm handing you back
You're
the
handing
book.
Me back the famous book. Yes. Yeah, so
Lincoln Riley to USC has been a very hot topic this week, and the commissioner of the Pac-12 recently spoke on the move today because of the Pac-12 championship. Commissioner George Kliavkoff. It's a hard last name to pronounce.
Yeah, just say Georgie.
GK as some people are calling him. Georgie. I don't think he wants to be called Georgie. But GK said...
What do you say, quote, Georgie?
He said, quote, I don't think it just helps USC to hire Lincoln Riley. I think it raises the profile in Pac-12 recruiting, end quote. Scraby's up first. Scraby, do you think this is true? No. I don't.
You don't think it upgrades the Pac-12 in terms of their national...
As a whole. I don't. The recruiting as a whole, because I do think USC is going to see a big boost in recruiting. But now why are some of these kids going to go to a Pac-12 school and get beat by USC when they can go to another school and win if they're good enough?
I don't know about that. No kids don't want to go to a school because they're worried about losing to Alabama or losing to USC.
That.
What are you talking about?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if there's another
You sound like you're telling me that
if there's another offer on the table for them and they are a very I'm talking about very good prospects, they might want to go somewhere where they're either going to get playing time immediately or they're going to be able to have an easier
path.
No,
you're not
to a
thinking like
playoff.
A good prospect. You're thinking like a bad
prospect.
Well,
I've never been a prospect.
That's right.
So
well,
I've never
you're
thought
showing
about
yourself
this.
Here.
But what I do think...
A bad prospect wants to go where they think they might get a chance and where the competition isn't as good. A good prospect wants to play the best and be the best and face the best.
I also think that Lincoln Riley is a good head coach, a good college football head coach, but he's never won a national championship. He's never played. I don't think he's ever coached in a national championship game as a head coach. Maybe I'm wrong there. But he has had two Heisman Trophy winners under his tutelage, as they say. So I think that maybe...
The fact that he's been in three playoffs in 4 years or 5 years, pretty impressive run for Lincoln Riley. I that part I'm not going to hold against him. I mean, his lack of integrity, I am going to, you know, wail against that probably forever. And, you know, maybe it's good to me that he comes to USC because I don't like USC to begin with. I can say that a little more aggressively when Tony's not here because he's a big USC fan. But I don't like USC. I never liked them. Growing up, I never liked them. So this just gives me more reason to root against them.
All right. Number three. Well, I don't really mean to bring up this story again because what's done is done, but it's a slow news day. And I've seen actually a lot of online interaction with it. And that's a story that Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk put up today, recalling comments from head coach Bruce Arians, the Buccaneers head coach, after AB was signed last season by the team. Arians said, quote, "He screws up one time, he's gone," end quote. Reporters asked him today about AB's future, and he said, Arians said, "Nothing has been decided," but he did say he is pretty mad about it, being a three-time cancer survivor. He also went on to say he hopes the NFL keeps looking for these fake vaccination cards because he doesn't think that his team is the only team with this fake vaccination. My question to you, Chris, because the Bucs aren't going to cut AB. There's no way they're going to cut him. My question to you, is this going to get swept under the rug because it's a much bigger problem than the NFL wants to acknowledge?
What, the
because
problem?
Because it's a felony to have a fake vaccination card and try to pass that off.
Well, I mean, so AB is AB technically in any trouble with the law? Or is he only in trouble with
like
the Buccaneers?
I haven't seen anything like that
well,
yet.
Well, if it's swept under the rug from the Florida police perspective, that's on them.
That could come later.
Okay, well, I can't. I think the National Football League is doing everything it can to police this stuff. But I think Bruce Arians, you know, who came out today and said that they got to do a better job making sure on these vaccinations and really getting to the bottom of this. You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday that what are you supposed to do? Somebody tells you they're vaccinated. They show you a card. What are you supposed to call them out right then and there and say you're a liar? I mean,
I think football teams need to have an independent vaccinator come in
and they come in and vaccinate everybody.
Vaccinated. Well, I mean, that's where we're at in sports right now.
It may happen down the road, but I think everything's all in good time, and it takes a while to get it all.
So you don't think the NFL's worried about this snowballing?
I don't think you have to worry about it. What, like the more people are going to fake their vaccination
card? Other teams
card?
are going to find this.
I got to believe that there probably are some other teams already out there that have players that have done this.
Yeah.
But that's probably the same in all walks of life in society. And I think it's really difficult to, you know, you want to bear down on stuff like this, but I do think it's difficult. I do.
By the way, Antonio Brown is sticking to the, he's saying that he was vaccinated and this is all misunderstanding, but he's just going to move forward with it, which is, I mean, what?
Yeah. If you actually didn't do this and you're being embarrassed around the nation in the court of public opinion, and you eventually may be charged in a court of law, why would you just accept everybody being wrong about you? Come on, Antonio.
In conclusion,
please.
I think you said it yesterday, or Tony said it. I think the moral of the story is if you owe money to someone who has dirt on you, pay them their money because you don't want your dirt out there. And I know that's not very correct, but it's true. Number two. All right. Speaking of another favorite guy, Chris, Brian Kelly. I've brought up all your favorite guys.
If you want to criticize Brian Kelly, line starts behind me.
he is being ripped to shreds on the internet.
I know. I don't rip him to shreds right now because he's just getting blasted enough by everybody else.
And he's being called much worse things than you and I have called him. But he's being blasted to shreds on the internet since he decided to leave Notre Dame to go to LSU and coach there. And now there is a video out of Brian Kelly addressing the LSU basketball crowd. And in just a few days of being the LSU head coach, he has a Southern accent.
Apparently he has come up with one, yes.
Here is
Didn't take
some
long.
Of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet.
What games?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
My family. So you can hear that he's clearly trying a twang there. I mean, right? Or are we hearing it wrong, Chris?
He's got a twang. I feel a twang. He's a shyster, that guy.
All right, here's
he's an
my
absolute
question.
Shyster, and LSU has gotten themselves an integrity-less human being. So good luck with that.
Here's my question. I think you just answered it. Has Brian Kelly's quote-unquote crime, I know it's not a crime, but quote-unquote crime, is his crime of leaving Notre Dame, does it fit his punishment of being crushed by the world?
Oh, he probably doesn't. To be honest with you,
yeah,
I mean, I don't like the guy. I don't care for any of his crap, and I don't believe anything he says. Anything he says, mm-hmm. And it would be very difficult for me as a kid. But again, I'm not a kid anymore. I've been around a little longer than most kids. But it would be hard for me to have him come into my home and try to give me some BS crap about how great I am and how great the team's going
to
be because
and
I
how
wouldn't
he
believe.
Wants you to become part of his family.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It'd be really difficult for me to believe anything the guy says. But as far as him being just absolutely blown apart on social media,
I know
it probably is an overreaction to something that 90% of us, me included, would have a tough time turning down.
Oh, yeah.
All of the money and everything that was offered
to him. I'm not saying 90%. I'm saying 99.9%.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's easy to be critical of Brian Kelly, and I will be the first to do so. But you offer that kind of money, I blame LSU for making a deal with the devil, as it were.
All right.
Number one.
Now, what's his name? Why did I just forget his name? Dan Campbell, Lions head coach, Dan Campbell. Mm-hmm. He's taking some heat in Detroit for how
well,
his
I can't imagine why. He's 0-10-1.
He's 0-10-1, and he was a surprise for the job. But, I mean, I don't know if we've asked this on this show in the last week or two, but after the double timeout fiasco that he had on Thanksgiving Day, the Lions fans want him to go, and I don't understand. I don't think he is deserving to be fired after one season. I think they need to give him a little bit more, but I'm going to ask you the question, Chris. Should Dan Campbell, the kneecap cannibal, be fired?
I'm going to give him another 5 games to see how the Lions play it out.
They are playing hard. His team is playing hard.
It seems though they play hard almost every game. I know they got the one game I recall they got boat race pretty good was that Eagles game.
Yeah,
but other than that, they've had about 7 or 8 games already this year that they've led in the fourth quarter.
They would have won that game against the Ravens if the Ravens got their penalty of delay of game, or they would have at least had an attempt to win the game.
Or the guy didn't make a 66-yard field goal to set the NFL record.
That's pretty tough luck.
Yeah. I think they've played hard enough to give the guy another opportunity. But at the same time, you could look at it from the side that says, well, it's also bad coaches that lose leads every time in the fourth quarter. So,
and also called double timeouts.
Well, that's a young rookie mistake that a lot of rookies coaches make, and it doesn't cost them games all the time. I'd give him another crack because the Lions have played hard.
I would too, but what I would do if I'm the Lions ownership is I would go try to find someone that has been a head coach or be a consultant or something to help him. Because he's calling the plays, which I didn't know tight ends were great offensive minds, and I'm not trying to disparage tight ends.
You just did,
but I don't think I've ever seen a tight end call plays before, and I could be wrong, and I probably am wrong. But he's got too much on his plate. He's calling plays. He's deciding on timeouts. He's dealing with players that are injured.
Is he the offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Too? He is?
He's calling plays now.
Oh, well, that's a mistake.
He's got too much going on. He needs to take a step back. He needs to be the head coach. He needs to be the head coach, not the everything.
Or the offensive coordinator, one or the other. But
yeah,
guys who try to do both, you're not Belichick. So
I don't even think Belichick does that. I don't think
but I'm saying Belichick capable.
He is, but he doesn't even call his own defense. I think his son does.
Well, I think he has some input.
He has input. But
he's Bill Belichick. You think if he wants a blitz, they don't blitz? Pretty sure
I'm sure that he is able to force his game plan
I'm pretty
in
sure
there.
His input is
Isn't
taken.
His son his defensive coordinator?
I don't know.
I think he is.
I don't follow the Patriots staff closely.
What? They're in your division.
Oh, I should know every coach in my division. I should know the Jets special teams coach because they're in my division.
Yeah. I think it's I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is. And nobody, no Jet fan even
knows. Do you think if we went through every NFL team, you could name each head coach?
Yes.
Okay.
But it'd be close. Arthur Smith?
Wow. I didn't think you were going to get that.
It'd be close, but I think I could do it. I couldn't have done it at the beginning of the season, but I think there's been enough of the season now where I can pull it off.
Texans.
David... like it's like Cutcliffe, Coley. You're right. I can't do it.
Cully. You got it right though, David.
I know who it is, but you're right. I couldn't remember.
I'm not
going to
go
name.
Down that road because you'll get them all right.
Don't try me on state capitals either. I never miss one of those.
I'm pretty good at state capitals.
Haven't missed one since I've been like 5 years old.
Vermont,
Montpierre. Let's go to break on that. It is Gwen and Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.